For years, veteran SMU professor Rick Halperin worked for a human rights degree program. He taught his first human rights course here 21 years ago, before many of his current students were even born. He has served as chairman of the board for Amnesty International USA. 5 years ago, SMU established a human rights minor for undergraduates. The school joined 11 others at the time, offering such a program.
We just don't talk about human rights in general in this country. We don't go K through 12 to talk about these things. I blame it in part on culture. It's a clear failure from one end of this country to the other.
Halperin set out to change that culture. Students signed up for the minor and his required course, America's Dilemma, The Struggle for Human Rights.
We have become the fastest growing program within SMU.
Halperin says that rapidly growing student popularity is one reason SMU officials approve the human rights undergraduate major. SMU's board also said it would prepare students not only for human rights activism and nonprofit work, but give them a worldwide perspective that would enhance their preparation for graduate programs and professional schools in arts, education, engineering, law, medicine, politics, and theology. Halperin says his one course already gets students thinking.
In Pakistan, Taliban forces attacked a school bus and 4 children were killed.
30 students filled this weekly Tuesday evening class. Each session, including this one, opens with students citing some human rights violation from the past week.
19 other people were injured, and a Taliban spokesperson said that this is just like another beginning of their attacks on civilians.
In this night's class, Halperin then focuses on slavery's beginnings in the United States. To encourage thought and interaction, he brings up the 1960s film Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. A young woman introduces her parents to the black man she wants to marry. The movie was controversial then and still is to some. To explore cultural and racial changes through the generations, Halperin asks each student how their parents and grandparents might react to the same scenario.
My parents were born in the 50s in the South, but then became hippies, so I really don't think they care.
My parents are from Mexico, and they were also born in the 50s, and I don't think they'd be okay with it.
For some students, this class fills an undergraduate requirement. But for others, like sophomore Emily Mankowski, SMU's human rights major is exciting. She says she came here in part because of the human rights minor.
I am very interested in service work going abroad. I am pre-med, so I'm hoping to get involved with something like Doctors Without Borders. And having human rights as a major is, I feel like it could help me a lot with my future.
John Potts, a junior in mechanical engineering, is impressed that SMU has okayed a degree in human rights. He says the school is seen as conservative and not too open to change. He says this is a good progressive step for SMU and its students.
I think the class is very interesting. It's a lot more discussion-oriented than I expected, but I think it's good for us to raise issues that make us uncomfortable, like we did today discussing our parents' opinion of race in our partners.
And now, thanks in part to Halperin, SMU students can not only study and pursue tough issues and their interests in human rights, but can major in it beginning this fall. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.